son, are you still up? Good. May I come in, please? I need to talk to you about something. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I hate having my arms in a cast. I can't do anything these days. I can hardly even open the fucking door. What are you reading? Yeah, I read that once too. It's a great book. I could hardly put it down. Son, here, scoot over so I can sit down on the bed. I need to talk to you about something. It's a personal problem I'm having since the accident. No, my arms don't hurt much anymore, but I don't know. This is kind of awkward for me to talk to you about. So I guess I'll just start. As you know, it's been 3 weeks now since I tripped and fell over the damn cat and fractured both my arms when I tried to break my fall. And then yesterday, the doctor told me the cast won't come off for at least another week, maybe longer. It takes 6 weeks for broken bones to heal, you know. And, well, I just wanted to say how incredibly grateful I am that you gave up your vacation days to come home to take care of your poor old mother like this. Well, thank you, sweetheart. I'm glad you don't think I look old. I don't feel old either, but this accident really, well, I'm just getting tired of not being able to do all the stuff I used to do. You've been a great help to me around the house and all. Oh, don't be so modest. I mean, yeah, I can move my arms somewhat and use my hands. It's awkward, but some things are just impossible. You've been such a good son during this time, making good wholesome meals like I taught you all those years ago, cleaning and vacuuming, doing the laundry, you know, things I simply can't do with these casts on anymore. And that kind of leads me into what I really wanted to talk to you about. Because of how awkward my arms are angled right now, I can't, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed to talk to you about this, but I am so fucking horny, I can't masturbate because of my broken fucking arms, and it's been 3 fucking weeks since I've had a fucking cum. There, I said it. Don't look at me that way. Don't freak out. I may be your mother, but I am still a woman. With needs, and you're not a little boy anymore. You're an adult now. Well, a young adult anyway. We should be able to talk about this kind of stuff. What do you mean, not with your mom? Why not? I tried to raise you to be totally open about sex. I didn't know I'd raised a prude. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. This conversation isn't going the way I wanted it to. I didn't mean to embarrass you. Sex is completely natural, like going to the bathroom. Everybody does it. You do it too. I know you do. How do I know you jack off? Because I can fucking hear you. That's why. Is that like you try very hard to hide it? Well, for one thing, you moan quite loudly when you come. I can hear it through the walls. You're blushing. Don't be embarrassed. Stop pretending to be a prude, at least not with your mother. Remember, I'm the one who wiped your butt when you were a baby, and I gave you those baths and everything. We're two adults now. We've been through a lot together, honey, and there's no reason for this to be awkward. Because it's not weird talking about sex with your mom. I mean, oh geez, that didn't come out right. Okay, you're right. It is weird. It's really weird. I'm just trying to convince myself there's nothing wrong with what I'm about to ask you. Yes, you guessed it. That's exactly right. I want you to diddle my clit and masturbate me so I can have a fucking orgasm. There, I said it. No, I'm not joking. I want you to help me get off. Please? You have to understand how incredibly frustrated I am. I mean, I've tried everything to make myself come, but with these two fucking broken arms, it's fucking impossible. I tried rubbing up against the doorknob, but we don't have the right kind, and I ended up getting my panties twisted all up in a knot. I even tried sliding down the banister, and that might have actually worked too, except when I hit the newel post, I kind of got out of the mood, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to try that again. I've tried all sorts of things, but I just can't get it to... I get close, but it just isn't working. All I do is get even more frustrated. And I don't think I can handle another week like this. It honestly feels like I'm burning up down there. And it's only gotten worse since you've arrived. I mean, it's been a long time since I had a real man. Not just my dildo. Oh, sorry. Guess you didn't know about my dildo. And you've turned into such a nice, big, tall, strong, handsome young man. And having you around the house all the time, bumping into you, having you help me with intimate tasks and everything. No, I'm not saying you should leave. Fuck, I'm saying just the opposite. I'm saying I want you. I'm saying you make me hot. No, don't call me crazy. Because if I'm crazy, then so are you. I mean, I know that you fantasize about me. About doing it with your mother. I mean, I've seen the evidence. I've seen your wet cum stains on my panties in the dirty laundry basket. I figure you sniff them and then rub my panties up and down your cock as you masturbate and then cum all over them and stick them back in the dirty laundry basket and hope I won't notice since you're the one doing the laundry these days. But I did notice. I ran out of underwear the other day. You're getting behind in your laundry. And I was rummaging through the dirty laundry basket to see if I could find some panties that didn't stink too bad. And that's when I saw my dirty panties were covered with dried cum. Plus, I hear you too. So I know that you feel the same way. In fact, I think you've always had a crush on me. I mean, I've seen you staring at me all the time. You were growing up through your horny teen years, popping tents in your trousers and then disappearing for a few minutes, perhaps lingering a bit too long in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I've known that for a long time. I thought it was kind of cute, kind of a cute phase you're going through at first, but you never grew out of it, did you? Uh-uh, don't deny it. I've seen the way you've been looking at me lately, and I made sure that you looked at me too. I lied when I told you I couldn't wear a bra because it was too hard to get on and off. I just wanted to go braless around the house to make it easier for you to sneak a peek at my boobs. And I wore these low-cut knit tops too, because not only were they practical for me in my condition, but I wanted to tempt you and to tease you with my boobs bouncing every time I took a step or whenever I bent over in front of you and showed off my deep cleavage. And that nice, tight-knit top sure showed off my hard nipples too, didn't it? I thought it was going to poke a hole through my tops. And I wore these knee-length, loose-fitting robes too, because while we sat together in the living room, I could just casually spread my legs apart a little bit and tease you, as well as it being easier for me to put on than pants. But I mainly wore this stuff to see how you would react. And boy, did you react. You kept sneaking glances down my gaping open tops, and you were just waiting for my robe to split apart so you could see how far up my length of you was. I saw you. Yeah. And I know you think I'm pretty. Maybe you even think I'm sexy. Mm-hmm. The final test was the day before yesterday, when I pretended to fall in the bathtub and needed you to help me get up. You got a good, full frontal view of me, as well as of my backside and my ass. And I know you felt my tits press up against you as you helped me up. And then when you left, actually, you practically ran out of the bathroom. And I heard you moaning just a few minutes later. Well, I figured you were jacking off to me. Yeah, yeah. And that was all the confirmation I needed. And I've been trying to gather up my courage to approach you ever since. And so, now, here I am. How do you think I felt when I heard you jerking off to the thought of me, when I couldn't do the same thing? I was so hot and horny and wanted to come so bad, but I couldn't reach down there with these stupid casts on to make it happen. And I was so frustrated. Fuck, I still am. Here, give me your hand. I want to feel it against my chest. Yeah, underneath my robe. Please, just do it. I'm not telling you to grope my tits. I just want you to feel my heart racing. Do you feel it? Do you feel how hard and how fast my heart is beating? It's all because of you. Uh-huh. I've been thinking about what would happen tonight when I finally told you all this. And I haven't been able to keep the thoughts of you out of my head. Your hand is moving and my tits, yeah. What kind of thoughts? Well, they aren't motherly thoughts, let me tell you. They're thoughts about, like, I don't know, how it would feel if you ever touched me in a sexual way, kind of like how you're doing now. And how I would get a tingle down my spine when you whispered sweet nothings in my ear. Oh, yeah. Like telling me you think I'm hot and sexy. And then I thought really dirty, naughty thoughts, too. Yeah. Like how it would feel with your tongue in my cunt. Oops, did I just see your blanket move? Right here. I did. You just popped a tent in the covers, didn't you? Oh, baby, you're rock hard. Even through this blanket, I can feel how hard you are. So, I guess you really do find me attractive, don't you? And you think I'm sexy? Oh, baby. Oh, sorry. Sorry, that just kind of happened. I got too excited. You liked it? Then does that mean I can kiss you again? Open your mouth. Give me your tongue. Baby, I love you. I wanted this for so long, honey. Yes, way before I broke my arms. Here, give me your hand. Put your hand inside my panties. Do you feel how wet I am for you? Huh? Show it to me. I want to see your wet hand. Ow! Look how my juices are just dripping from your fingers. Here, let me clean your fingers off. I've missed tasting myself. Oh, you didn't know that I lick my own fingers after I come? Here, you want a taste? Baby, there's plenty more where that came from. If you remove my panties for me, you can get it direct from the source. You can eat me to your heart's content. Thank you, honey. Now let me just lie down and spread my legs for you and... What? Oh, you want me to ride your face? I don't know. I've never done that before. But okay, I'll do it. It's kind of awkward for me. But with my two broken arms and everything, I can't hang on to the headboard very well. But maybe if I can just use my elbows to try and balance myself. Oh, God, yeah. Okay, let's try it. I just hope I don't fucking roll off the fucking bed right in the middle of it all. So, do you want me to just sit down on your face? All right, here I go. Oh, baby, that feels, oh, God, that feels so good. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. You're getting it. That's it. That's the spot. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're doing great. It's turning your mother out. Oh, God, yeah. I love feeling your warm, wet tongue against my clit. Jesus. Oh, God, it's so horny. Where did you learn to use your tongue like this anyway? No, don't tell me. I don't want to know. I just want to enjoy it. Yeah, fuck, I love it. God. Oh. Ah. You need to breathe? Okay, breathe, but be quick about it because I want more of that great, fantastic tongue of yours. Take a deep breath. Yeah. You ready? Oh, this is great. Oh, God, I never knew it could be. Oh, God, this is so much better than my fingers. I never had this. Oh, I never had a man. Oh, I never felt this good before from having a man eat me out. Oh, you're doing so good, baby. Yeah, right there. Okay, take another deep breath. Yeah. Are you sure? You want me to grind on you? Okay, I guess I could do that, but... Oh, my God. Oh, this is fucking amazing. Oh. The way your tongue is dancing around makes me feel so fucking good, baby. I love it. I'm almost there. I don't care if you need to breathe. I'm so fucking close. Jesus, hang in there. I'm gonna come on your fucking face. Jesus. Oh, God, baby, I'm coming. Oh,
I needed that so bad. Oh.
Oh, Are you okay? I'm sorry. I guess now you know how girls feel when you guys jam a cock down their throat. What? You've never done that? Boy, oh boy, do I have a lot to teach you. Good. Let me get off of you. I need to rest. I completely, totally lost it. You really do know how to use your tongue. I don't want to know how you learned it. No. The important thing is that it's only for me from now on. And my cunt is only for you, too. My body is only for you. It has been quite a while now. You just didn't know it. Mm-mm. It's time to change that. You helped me to get off in the most amazing way. Now it's your turn. Go ahead. Claim my body as yours. I want you to stick your big, hard, fat, thick, swollen cock inside my wet, juicy cunt and fuck me. So please, baby, take out your cock for me. I want to see it. I need to see it. I need to touch it. I want to feel it underneath my fingertips. I want to stroke it. Yeah. Oh, wow. It's way bigger than I was expecting. I can't believe my baby has grown into such a big man. Oh, baby, I love your cock. So tell me, what do you want to do with it? My body is yours, remember? Good. That's what I was hoping. Get on top of mommy and fuck her. Please, don't tease me anymore. I need you inside me. Come back home to where you belong. Where you've always belonged. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, right there, yeah. Put it right there, right at the entrance. Oh, geez, yeah. Rub it down my wet gash and get it all nice and wet and juicy. Oh, yeah. Soak your prick in my juices. And then, oh, God, baby, that feels so good on my clit. Let me tell you, I love it. Oh, okay. See, right there. Put it right in my fuck hole. Yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. You're so big. Oh, it feels amazing, baby. I fucking love it. Oh, you're my perfect grown-up little boy. Oh, I can't believe how good it feels. You're filling me up so good. Yeah. You're my son. Of course you're perfect for me. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, fuck me. Yeah. Oh, God, baby, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck me. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, slow down. Go, don't come too fast. Slow down. Oh, you want my tits? Go ahead. Suck on them all, like how you did when you were a baby. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Suck them. Suck my nipples. Yeah. Tongue my nipples, baby. My hard nipples. You make them so hard. Yeah. Oh, you're such a good boy. Yeah, I need to feel your lips against me. Kiss me again. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Uh-huh. Fuck my honey. Yeah, fuck me as you kiss me. Mm-hmm. Fuck me as you suck my tits. Yeah. You gonna come for mommy, honey? Huh? You gonna come for mommy? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Finger my clit, too. Will you fuck me? Yeah. I'm so close. Jesus. Oh, God, it feels so good. Jeez. Yeah. Oh. Fuck me harder. Yeah. Slam your cock into me. Oh, yeah, Jesus, baby. Just fuck me hard. Cram your dick inside my wet fuckhole until you're ready. Yeah, where you want to come? Huh? You getting close? You getting close, honey? Huh? Yeah, I am too, baby. Yeah, come inside me. Please, please. Yeah, it's okay. Do it, baby. Come inside me. I can't wait any longer. I'm gonna... Oh, God, yeah. I'm coming with you. Stay inside me, baby. Yeah. I want this feeling to last a while longer. Yeah. You know, I think breaking my arms was the best thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah. Oh, you did great. I am so happy I have a son like you. Yeah. But now we're more than just mommy and son, don't you think? Uh-huh. Yeah. Tonight is the first night of our lives together, you and me. And I'm so happy we finally did this. You were everything I ever wanted in a man. And after tonight, maybe it's even better than I imagined it to be. Yeah, I'm talking about your cock and your tongue. And I love to hear your moans. I love to hear your moans. Oh, I love to hear you moaning my name when you come. Yeah, that was just so great, baby. Honey, you claimed me. And from now on, I'm your woman. My tits, my ass, and my cunt. You own all of it. Now kiss me. I love you so much, baby.